From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Egyptian security officials say more than 300 people have been killed by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. One man was at the mosque when the attack took place.
It's very sad. It's pathetic. It's unhumanitic. It doesn't represent any sort of Islamic principles or Islamic faith. Islam doesn't allow anyone to kill, anyone to harm.
No group has yet claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in the region. The Egyptian president vowed the attack will not go unpunished. U.S. President Donald Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the U.S. will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. It considers the YPG a terrorist organization linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. They've been fighting Turkey since 1984 in a conflict that has left about 40,000 people dead. The U.S. sees Assyrian Kurds as the best fighting force combating the Islamic State. Three flights carrying humanitarian aid and aid workers have arrived in Sana'a, Yemen's capital. The aid is the first allowed in the country in nearly 3 weeks, following a blockade imposed by the Saudi-led coalition, which had closed air, land, and sea access to Yemen. Four UN peacekeepers and a Malian soldier were killed and 21 others injured in two attacks on peacekeepers in Mali. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned the outrageous attacks and warned that targeting UN peacekeepers may constitute war crimes and lead to sanctions. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's first new leader in nearly four decades has taken office, replacing Robert Mugabe, who ruled the country for 37 years and was forced to resign as president earlier this week. More from VOA's Anita Powell in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare.
Zimbabwe's new leader was sworn in Friday in a pomp-filled, exuberant ceremony filled with music, dancing, dignitaries, and promises from new president Emmerson Mnangagwa.
I, Emmerson Mnangagwa, swear that as President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, I will be faithful to Zimbabwe and obey, uphold, and defend the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe.
President Mnangagwa won't have time to rest on his laurels and celebrate winning the job he clearly eyed for decades while serving as Mugabe's right-hand man. He will serve out the remainder of Mugabe's term, which is slated to end in mid-2018. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
London police found no casualties Friday after investigating reports of shots fired at a busy subway station. Police initially responded as if the incident were terror-related, but later said they have not located any trace of any suspects' evidence or shots fired or casualties. Armed and unarmed officers were on the scene working along with colleagues from British Transport Police, which said a woman sustained a minor injury while leaving the area. The North Korean nuclear crisis has a new negotiator. It's Pyongyang's longtime ally, Cuba. Reuters' Joel Lobby reports.
An unlikely ally is trying to talk North Korea out of a nuclear showdown with the West. Cuba is pushing its way into delicate negotiations. Its president, Raul Castro, hosted the rogue state's foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, on Friday, hoping to convince Pyongyang to stop its rapidly expanding nuclear program. The nations have been allies since 1960, but Cuba is against nuclear weapons. And while state TV described the meeting as a brotherly encounter, some Western powers realized the island nation could be the ace up their sleeve to curb Kim Jong-un's erratic behavior. North Korea is racing to develop nuclear-tipped missiles capable of hitting the U.S. mainland, while President Trump has declared it a state sponsor of terrorism. He's also taken a much tougher stance on Cuba, which threatens the new era of diplomatic relations, although with Havana's close ties to the Kim regime coming into play, that might give pause for thought.
That's Reuters' Joel Lobby reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.